Welcome, friends, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to do a special edition, some jazz covers of great soul tunes from back in the 60s and 70s. Let's begin with Dr. Lonnie Smith from the album Jungle Soul, doing a Marvin Gaye composition, Trouble Man. Thank you.
Time.
Ah, yes, a very soulful set of music to start out today's show. Now, the last thing you heard from Luke Selleck and Andrew Renfro. I've been talking a lot about Andrew Renfro and his fusion electric guitar sound, but there he is in a more acoustic setting with bassist Luke Selleck. And that's from a single, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, taken from the Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell hit of the 1960s. Great cover of that tune. Before that, Stoned Soul Picnic, a hit made popular by The Fifth Dimension, released back in 1968. But that was written by Laura Nero, and you heard a version of that song from Billy Childs from his album Map to the Treasure, reimagining Laura Nero, and that track featured the vocalist Ladisi. And we started out the show with Dr. Lonnie Smith from the album Jungle Soul and his rendition of Marvin Gaye's classic Trouble Man. We're going to continue on with the piano player that I've been listening to a lot lately and read his autobiography entitled Raise Up Off Me, a great read. And we're going to play his cover of a Dusty Springfield hit from back in the 60s. The name of the tune is The Look of Love, and this is from an album entitled The Two Sides of Hampton Hawes.
Thank you.
That was, of course, the great hit, I Say a Little Prayer, originally recorded by Dionne Warwick and also by Aretha Franklin. You heard a jazz version of that by Kenny Garrett from the album Pushing the World Away, a 2013 release. Here in our special of soul tune covers by jazz players. Before that, from Hampton Hawes, we heard The Look of Love. Maybe not a soul tune, but a 1960s classic from Dusty Springfield, a Burt Bacharach composition. Now we're going to fast forward quite a bit, I guess, to the prog rock era. And there is a cover of one of my favorite prog rock groups, Yes, a cover of their tune Long Distance Runaround by The Bad Plus from the album For All I Care, with vocals by Wendy Lewis.
Thank you. sunshine.
We'll be right back.
That was the Stevie Wonder classic, Too High. Stevie Wonder's composition as performed by Joe Farrell on the album Penny Arcade, with a great group. Joe Farrell, of course, on saxophone, Herbie Hancock on piano, Steve Gadd on drums, Herb Buschler on bass, Joe Beck on guitar, and Don Elias on percussion. Before that, in our set of rock covers by jazz artists, we heard From the Bad Plus from the album For All I Care with Wendy Lewis on vocals, and we heard the Yes song Long Distance Runaround, one of my favorite rock groups from that era. You are listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken Laster. We are a radio show on WWUH 91.3 FM in the West Hartford, Connecticut area. You can also hear us on an internet radio station, RadioBobUSA.com. And of course, this podcast can be heard at JazzAndBeyond.com. You can also follow me on social media. I post exclusively to JazzToDon.com, a jazz-centric service that's tied into Mastodon. Check that out, JazzToDon.com. We're going to switch gears to a little more straight-ahead sound. This from Ahmad Jamal Trio from the album Count 'Em 88, 1956 release. Let's listen to On Green Dolphin Street. Great, Ahmad Jamal from his album Count 'Em 88, and he certainly uses all 88 of those keys on that piano on his version of the jazz standard On Green Dolphin Street. That'll about do it for today's show. Thanks for listening, folks. We're going to conclude with my Jazz to Don pick of the week. I learned this from jazztodon.com. It was reviewed in All About Jazz, who posts there daily as well. This is from Dan Pugach, a fine drummer and big band composer. And this is from his album Bianca. We're going to hear Discourse This, a great big band arrangement from Dan Pugach. Hi, this is Ken Laster, and I would like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I've published this weekly podcast for over 12 years, with more than 7 million downloads worldwide. It takes an extraordinary amount of time and expense to produce this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it is a labor of love to promote this art form to you and others around the globe. Now, I'd like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.com, you will find a donate link in the top menu where you can donate via PayPal or Venmo, or search for me by name, Ken Laster, on either platform. Surely just one listen of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener for a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you contribute, you can join me in the tradition of sharing the legacy of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.